Welcome to Ellie Goldsmith's Inspired Flow. Today we're going to talk about the stormy weather outside and what it brings you to do inside. And around the world, people are having festivities, hopefully bringing them more together with family and friends inside the home as the storms go on around. And the energy and the activities going on outside, opportunity to do the same inside. And this is something which is a deep principle. We're going to call this the inspired Moshe flow. Moshe, defined in English as a parable. So we call this inspired parable flow in English. Because the Moshe is all about the story, the parable around your life. Constantly the world around you is an expression of something that you need to work on inside. So the Nimshel. The Nimshel is the actual real purpose and point of the story that we're working on, and this allows us to pinpoint what exactly we are needing to focus and develop and grow in. And the obviously the king of all parables of Shlomo HaMelech was Solomon. He was thousands of parables, has a book of parables. Each person himself, though, can come across how, as we enter into Shabbos is the end of the week, so we're out right now, the opportunity on the first four words of the special Psalms, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, sing the song of Shabbos, Shlomi Kalibach put it so nicely. We have opportunity on the first four letters. It says Hamoshul, which is the same letters as Shlomo, the same letters as Le Moshe. Yeah, the opportunity to touch into really understanding how everything really is about this inner connection, that all the feelings and needs for love, relationships, it all has a Nimshel, which in the mystical books is connected to Hashem, the name. It's all about bringing that unity, that yichud, unification. And I know this seems very deep ideas, but it's very important on a practical level to know everything surrounding us, all the things we care about. Underneath, it's all about bringing us to a deeper connection. And that really, striving for that deeper connection. And we need to pray and be humble to want that deeper connection in our life, relationships with the people we're with, and the work we do. And the whole reason I personally want to build this Unity Inspired project is to bring alive the inherent unity that exists within humanity. How we all affect each other. I was listening to Oprah. She had someone, a specialist on spirituality, a professor who's received the TED Awards and things like that. And she was discussing how everything is really about one thing, compassion. All the religions, all the spiritual journeys to bring us to a place of compassion. And they all have a uniting thread. And there is a way for us to see that uniting thread in everything, the soul, the universal force. And I believe there's enough influences, there's enough awareness, enough need to go the other direction, away from all the hate, negativity that exists in the world and the media, and to come to a place of compassion, a place of love. Unity, and even if that itself would be opposed, to keep going ahead and fighting forth in a loving, true way towards that love and unity. And with that, we'll see how everything in our life will be blessed. That while outside is storming away, it's really doing the greatest kindness to the world and bringing the rain, especially in the Holy Land. We need this rain, it brings life force. Everything around Mashiva Ruach and Redageshim, we want and pray for this rain. Even if it's difficult to walk around. So this is true to Jerusalem, to announce that someone who passed away. It happens, life cycle. But it comes in a place of Achai Mesim, a special blessing of the resurrection of the dead. And really it's bringing life back to the world. which seems to be dying in the winter, really it's coming back to life. It's an important reality check for us all. To put even the storms around us as an opportunity to grow from within and find that place of success. Please join up with my unity projects. Help bring out the inner message of the Moshul, the parables in our life. See how everything is really one big parable to the ultimate inner message of connection and unity. Have a beautiful one. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Beautiful day off. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whoever you are, and share the unity message.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.